County, which is west of Modesto in California. My sons are actively involved with me in the family operations, so I look forward to a long future of our family working the land. I also, as you mentioned, Mr. Chairman, the first vice president of California Farm Bureau Federation, a position that keeps me in close contact with farmers and ranchers throughout the state. The California Farm Bureau is the state's largest general farm organization, representing more than 90,000 member families. We represent producers of all commodities and of all sizes of operations. Most are family farms. This forces us to take a broad view of what's important and how what might affect one commodity will impact another. That is certainly the case with the topic of today's hearing. I appreciate the opportunity to address this committee. I commend you, Chairman Cardoza, and the committee for taking time to review an issue that is very critical to us. I have to admit that in addition to my Farm Bureau duties, I have a personal interest as well. As an almond grower and someone who pays $130 a hive to pollinate my crop, I am personally concerned about the health of the bee industry. Bees are the unsung heroes of our state's vibrant almond industry that has an annual farm revenue of more than $2.5 billion. Each year in February and early March, our almond trees require honeybees, more than a million colonies statewide, to produce a crop. Bees come to California from all over the United States. This demand for bee colonies feeds into what is a national network of beekeepers. Each year, as growers, we worry about the supply of bees and what the weather will be during the critical pollination period. Our crop fortunes rise and fall on that outcome. The size of our state's almond industry has been steadily rising from 400,000 acres in 1985 to nearly 600,000 bearing acres today. At least 100,000 additional acres will be coming into production in the next few years. Almonds are almost unique to California. We are the dominant producer of almonds in the United States and around the world. Our state combines a special climate and infrastructure to maintain this dominance in an important value-added product. I am sure that countries such as China, Spain, or parts of South America would very much like to share in this market. So far, we've been able to maintain our dominance, but a healthy and productive bee industry will be key to our continued success. While almonds may be the single largest commodity to benefit from bees, it is not the only one. There are scores of other crops that also have a crucial or strongly beneficial reliance on bees. The list includes melons, cherries, avocados, Bartlett pears, bush berries, kiwi, many apple varieties, cucumbers, plums, prunes, pumpkin squash, ornamental plants, and dozens of vegetable and flower seeds. Bees are critical to our alfalfa and ladino clover seed industries. Alfalfa seed drives the hay industry that supports a $4.5 billion dairy industry. We rely on bees foremost as pollinators, but California also has a thriving queen bee industry that supplies nearly a million queen bee packages to beekeepers around the country to revitalize their colonies. We produce more than 20 million pounds of honey annually. In 2005, the California honeybee industry generated $176 million in direct revenue, while the value of crops pollinated exceeded $6 billion in many associated jobs. While the role of bees grows in importance, the research and technical support side of beekeeping has declined. I know you can't always make a direct correlation between loss of research dollars and growing disease and pest problems, but it has to be more than coincidence that both are occurring today. We need answers to the parasitic mites and colony collapse problems, but the health issue and the state of the industry is of an even broader concern. Through attrition, we are losing apiculture expertise at the professional research and extension levels throughout the United States. We are losing this infrastructure at a time when it is vital to the ability to respond to major bee health concerns. Let me provide some examples. Attrition has severely impacted the bee research program at the University of California, Davis, with a loss of key researchers. Mr. Brandy will describe this in greater detail, but I want at least to point out that California Farm Bureau has urged UC Davis to appoint faculty in apiculture in the Department of Entomology and to ensure that a specialist position is filled upon the retirement of the current statewide apiculture specialist. When it comes to research, there's a growing concern in the farm community over the dwindling support for production agriculture by the land-grant universities. This is a trend that seems to exist across the board, including apiculture research. Stepped-up efforts by the Department of U.S. Department of Agriculture, ARS, on current health problems and other issues are vital. We have continually expressed to Congress our support for the four USDA ARS bee labs. We join the American Farm Bureau Federation in supporting research at these regionally located bee research centers to find solutions. Just this past September, we urged USDA to expedite expedite its research effort to produce effective treatments controlling honeybee mites. Research will be the key to overcoming the current problems. I would urge this committee to spearhead the congressional action to help restore the honeybee industry to full health. I want to thank you for taking the time on what some would think is a very minor issue, but has extremely large concerns in our agricultural industry, not only in California, but throughout the United States. Thank you.
Thank you.